Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
For 85 years, Mueller has been a force in the steel construction industry, producing metal products right here in the United States. Today, the Mueller organization includes 32 branches and 3 manufacturing facilities serving customers across many states, including the great state of Oklahoma. For 85 years, we've cultivated relationships with our customers, providing exceptional service before, during, and after the sale. We provide top quality products at prices our customers can afford. For 85 years, we've produced a variety of metal products to meet our customers' needs, including metal roofing, custom steel buildings, prefabricated kit buildings, greenhouses, and so much more. In 85 years, we've garnered a record of excellence and dependability. Trust your next project to our professionals. Visit us online at MuellerInc.com or give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-268-3553.
We're just 2 days away from the deadline for signing up for crop insurance for winter wheat, as well as for rye, for oats, for barley for the 2017 crop year. According to Scott Bulling, crop insurance agent and farmer from Orlando, it's very important that you pay attention to the details. You simply can't say, give me what I got last year and that'll be good enough. He says there's some changes in the program and some extra things that are out there that may help crop insurance work better for you and give you a better chance to have some safety net in place for your farm operation.
I think one of the things that we have to look at is the revenue protection side of the policy. That is the type where you are actually guaranteeing dollars per acre, not just yield per acre. But along with that, something that they put out last year is a program called yield exclusion. That is something that can be added to your policy. It is an option that can be used to remove some of the bad years of history out of your history. We'll do that in an effort to raise your yields and raise your coverage. It can have a substantial impact on the amount of coverage that you have.
I know on the yield exclusion, that was something that we saw included in the 2014 farm law, right?
That's correct. And it has made a real impact for producers all over the country. In some cases, whenever yields are down so low and they're already on a yield floor, then it's not able to help those producers. But in many, many cases, it is able to dramatically increase yield, so therefore you're increasing your coverage. It's been a great option.
The resource that most producers have got clearly is that crop insurance agent, right?
No doubt. Use that person as a resource. Use your agent as a advisor. There are options out there that the producers, they don't work with it every day. But that agent, you've got that agent hired to go out there and learn these programs and understand how they work and make it best fit for your program, because what fits for you may not fit for your neighbor. So definitely want to use those agents as a valuable resource and use them as an advisor.
And Scott Bowling reminds you that you do need to sign up now, even if you're on the fence about exactly what you're going to plant, because there's no money down. You're only responsible for the acres that you do plant. You pay that much later, but the sign-up deadline, close of business this Friday, September 30th. An Ag Industry Task Force is gearing up for an expected review this fall by the Environmental Protection Agency of the Ag Chemical 2,4-D. They say that the EPA has reviewed the chemical at least 3 times in the last 12 years, and they hope to work to remind the agency of the continued value of 2,4-D. They say no herbicide has been more thoroughly and continually tested. It was first registered in 1947. You've got farm news on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, it's Express Ranch's Rancher's Bull Sale coming Monday, October 3rd at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 900 head, including 300 Angus bulls, 400 springbred heifers, 50 springbred cows, and 100 fall calving pairs. For information, you can go to expressranches.com or give them a call at 800-664-3977. The Rancher's Bull Sale of Express Ranches, Monday, October 3rd, high noon. That's your farm news, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.